going down south. That's the Judengasse. That's where all the Jews lived. Those are all the Jewish houses. That's where every Jew lived between 1462 and almost 1811, when the ghetto ended. So from 1462 to 1811, on that street, this one street, the Chassam Sofer lived. That's where he was born and lived his whole life. And the Chassam Sofer, even though he would leave Frankfurt, and of course he would become world famous as chief rabbi of Presburg, what is today called Bratislava, Chassam Sofer signed every tshuva he ever wrote. Hakatan Moshe mi Frankfurt am Main. Smart man, never mentioned Hungary, never mentioned a word about the fact that he was rabbi of Bratislava. He signed every tshuva, his dying day. That was his autograph. His autograph was Moshe mi Frankfurt am Main. Moshe Hakatan mi Frankfurt am Main. He was very proud. He came from this great city, Frankfurt am Main. So everybody lived in this one ghetto. If you start from the top of the ghetto, you'll see, you can see a shul. First building, in the northern part of the that line, you see it?
Yeah.
That was the shul of Frankfurt. That's where the Chassam Sofer davened, that's where the Pnei Yehoshua was rabbi, that's where the Haflo was rabbi. And as you can see, there were houses, I said, on both sides of the street. This was known as the Judengasse, the Jewish street. You go down to the street, halfway, a little more than halfway, three quarters away, you make a right turn on the map. I'm going to hold my fingers right here. That's the old cemetery. You can see little gravestones. You see a little rectangle on the right side? Hold my fingers there. Right side of the map. I have my finger right there. You see it? A little rectangle? Little stones on it. That's standing today. Anybody can visit it. And that's where all these great Rabbanim are buried. That was the cemetery of Frankfurt from 1272. The oldest tombstone standing today is 1272 until it was closed in 1829. 1272, 1829. Buried here is every Jew who lived in Frankfurt and died in Frankfurt between 1272 and 1829. Greatest Rabbanim, and also some very great Balabatim. You all heard of the House of Rothschild. Mayor Anshul Rothschild, the founder of the House of Rothschild, is buried in the cemetery, and his tombstone is still standing. Okay. So this was the Judengasse. And down exactly where the cemetery is, I'm putting my finger there now, that is down on the Judengasse, exactly where the cemetery is, a second shul was built in 1882, and that became the official Orthodox shul of the community, the Gemeinde Orthodox shul, and it was known as the Bornplatz Synagogue. The Bornplatz Synagogue. Now, basically, what happened is this: if you know your Jewish history, you'll know that Frankfurt, which was one of the greatest Orthodox Jewish galas, in the 19th century became reformed, and that shul, this main shul, up here in the northern part of the Judengasse, became a reform shul. Board of directors, the Balabatim of Frankfurt, became reformed. And there was a great Jew, and everybody knows his name, Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch, who in 1846 was chief rabbi of Nikolsburg and Moravia. Chief rabbi of Nikolsburg, which was the capital city of Moravia. I can't begin to describe to you what that is the equivalent of. Presumably it's something like the chief rabbi of England today. Major rabbanus. He resigned in 1851 as chief rabbi of Moravia, and he accepted a post in Frankfurt am Main. And he came to a congregation that didn't have a shul. They davened in a loft. It was called the IRG. He's the Elitische Religionsgesellschaft, IRG, the Jewish Religious Community, Club of Frankfurt. And he became the rabbi of that club. No shul, nothing. Less than 100 Jews were members of that shul when he was invited. He resigned chief rabbinate of not just Nikolsburg, of Moravia, the whole country. Resigned as chief rabbi, left a glorious shul and a great salary, and had the courage to become the rabbi of a little small Orthodox group, because he understood that the time had